there. Strap in and grab your camera because you're riding shotgun on Driving Photography, the only podcast that hits the road to chase the perfect shot. Journey with Chad, your host and fellow photo fanatic, here to steer you through the ins and outs of snapping pics on the go. Each week, we'll explore the art of photography from the driver's seat, share top-notch tips you won't find in a manual, and maybe get a little lost. Because, as all great photographers know, sometimes the best finds are off the beaten path. We're all about catching those fleeting moments in the rear view and the horizon ahead. So, let's roll down the windows, crank up the tunes, and see where the road and our lenses take us.
So, we're going to be talking about the upcoming episodes that we're going to be doing with Lessons in Macro Photography. I want to talk a little bit about what these lessons are going to be and how we're going to be working with them with you, and just give you a little heads up as to what we're going to be doing here. So we are going to have 7 episodes that are dedicated to just macro photography. We've got a lot of things coming up. We have a lot of things to discuss in those episodes, and it is going to be very fun because this is our first set of lesson episodes, and we are going, I'm still going to be doing my rambling episodes in between if I have something that comes up, especially with the new news and everything with Canon and whatnot. So let's see here. We're going to, in episode 1, kick things off with an introduction to macro photography, covering the basics of magnification ratios, lens selection, and stuff like that. We'll do the basic lens or camera settings and get you started on macro photography. So that's going to be a really simple one. It's going to be a lot of information. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of equipment and stuff like that that can be used for macro photography. And yeah, it's going to be a lot. So in episode 2, we'll focus on finding macro subjects. We'll look at different subjects suitable for macro photography and share tips for discovering interesting and off the beaten path type subjects that you can search for around your environment or at the park or in your backyard or even in your garage or whatnot. In episode 3, we will start to discuss some techniques like focus stacking, controlling your depth of field, and other essential techniques for capturing great macro images with clarity and simplicity. So we will focus on techniques that will help get you the best images that you can for use with macro photography. Hopefully something that you will love to have printed on your wall. In episode 4, we'll start discussing creative composition, framing, perspective, and other composition techniques for increasing visual impact of your macro photography. There is a load of different things that change when you're shooting macro shots than when you're shooting a portrait or landscape photography. So we'll get into that and have a little fun with that. And this is probably the point where we will start introducing competitions or having our listeners share their work either on the website or on Instagram or something like that to allow people to see what you're capturing and what you've been able to find and how you've been able to create a macro image and how you did it, what settings you used, etc., so that others can learn from you and see what is possible out there. In episode 5, we'll be discussing light. Natural light, artificial light. In macro photography, you're so close to your subject that light matters a lot, especially if you're trying to get depth of field. So you're working with F11, F18, F22. You're not letting a lot of light in, so your shutter speed's going to be slow, or you have to figure out how to augment the light and whatnot. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that we'll be going over with that. And that'll be a fun one too, especially if you have the artificial lights and can play around with different lighting styles and whatnot for macro photography. It's really fun. In episode 6, we will start discussing post-processing and editing of your images, different techniques for enhancing and refining your shots, and post-production just to achieve the best quality prints that you can possibly get. Of course, with me, my thing is always comes down to a print. I don't do my photography for the web. I do mine for print. So if you do yours for the web, we will be discussing that as well. But understand that my end goal for all my photography is always the best quality print I can get. And then I share that on the web after I've made it smaller or whatever. So if you're shooting for the web, we can skip a few steps, and there are a few extra steps that you can take as well to make it look better, and we will be discussing those. In episode 7, we will be discussing photography projects and challenges, sharing ideas and inspiration, and try to create some more engaging projects and see if we can push the boundaries of your macro photography to kind of extend what you've already learned and use it and try out new techniques that you may not have tried yet, and share those with all of our listeners and be able to help others learn your techniques and other possibilities that are out there, just like we did around episode 4. So we will see the difference between what we're shooting in episode 4 and what we're shooting in episode 7. And we'll see if anything has changed or if any new techniques have been tried out, and see how that goes. So that pretty much covers what we're going to be doing with macro photography over the next few weeks. I am not sure how fast we will release these episodes. Like I said, there may be episodes of rambles in between or news in between, but I will try to do at least one episode per week, if not more, because I'm really excited about this and I'm really excited to see what y'all are able to create. So look forward to seeing y'all out there. And that covers it for this episode. Hope you enjoy the journey. See you next time.